This one is even more peculiar. It is all handwritten, and it is by someone by the name of Eddie Schneider. And all it says on both sides is Star Trek theme, and it's written in pen. I don't know what that means. I've seen Star Trek. I think I know what the theme sounds like, but I don't know if that is this. There is a label printed here. It says Star Trek theme by Eddie Schneider, Saturday, December 18th, 1993, in case you didn't know what day of the week that was, at Fran Kim Ann's in Cranbrook. And there's an address here for somewhere in Waterloo, Ontario, from CKMS. Okay. That's cool. Also the number 8 written. So I wonder if this is like the 8th tape of this specific track or project that was put together. Either way, I am so curious about what this is going to be. If this is just going to be the Star Trek theme, I kind of doubt it, but like, you never know. So let's see what's going on. Done with that. Okay, so that was Eddie Schneider with Star Trek theme from 1993 in Cranbrook. That was, by the way, recorded Saturday, December 18th, 1993. All right. I mean, I had that was. Oh wow. I don't think I've ever like cracked up on air before, but that was cool stuff. You know, I don't know if that was his rendition of the Star Trek theme, but if it was, thank you for doing that. And I wonder if he thought that all these years later, his singing voice would be live on air. All right, I'm switching to the next tape for the hour. This one is from a artist by the name of EJ Brule or Brule? Not sure. Either way, this project is called Freedom of Speech, and it is referred to as alternative scatting, I believe. He's an alternative scat singer. This came out in 1990. The first track, Freedom of Speech, which says Lead track blown through an old Marshall amp. So that's good to know. There's a little thank you bit at the end. This comes from Montreal, and there's actually some French on the label here, which is interesting, intéressant, if you will. And the thank you message here says, many thanks to the Burns family, Keith Daniel, Tony and Gerard of OG Music, Neil Schwartzman, Andy Nullman, Ernie Butler, Vomit in the Zits, and anyone else who has encouraged me in this strange and wonderful career, especially Anne Woolgar. Photos by Ed Sklodonowski, CJ Radio, because back in the day, we went by CJ Ivy. Little fun fact. All right, let's see what EJ Brule or EJ Brule is about.
Opinions are revealed when my lips vibrate.
Freedom, freedom, freedom of speech. Freedom, freedom, freedom of speech.
Temperament, cause I've been known to condone the violent. Cause when I say what I say, they aren't sure what I meant. When you take away my rights, I wanna know where they went.
I got freedom, freedom, freedom of speech. Freedom. Solutions oblade obladov. And now they're all driving German cars. Thinking they're financial superstars. Acting like poor people come from Mars. Forgot the rock and roll's got loud guitars. Of speech.
You know I love you, I won't pay any respect, but I got to stay politically correct. Cause I got a reputation I've got to protect. So matrimonial vows, I must object, because diamonds come from South Africa. Diamonds come from South Africa.
Alright, once again, that was EJ Brule with Freedom of Speech. That first track was all right. It had some cool instrumental choices, you know, with the sort of, I mean, the scatting and the sort of beatboxing in the background. That was neat. We've got another tape here, by the way. And this one is from Eric and Elmer, and it is called Together at Last. The label on here looks to be quite hand-drawn, and there are a lot of words on the back here, and I'm going to read them all for you. When I first heard Eric and Elmer were going to be together at last, I hung up the phone, went back to sleep, and forgot all about it. When I heard about it again, I unplugged the phone, went back to sleep, etc. Only much later, while munching fries and gravy at the E&B, was I hit by the full impact. Eric and Elmer? Together at last? That means they must be out on a day pass or something. Better lock up the cats. A peculiar thrill passed through my body as I dug into the Burger Deluxe, but it turned out to be just the foreshadowings of a severe case of diarrhea. Following some long, arduous sessions on the throne, I returned to the land of the living to be confronted with a master of the cassette you now hold in your hands. Like, wow, check those wild pagan rhythms. That's astounding but effortless grasp of harmony. Turns out I'd accidentally left my boombox on FM and was actually experiencing CHQM, but the episode was burned into my memory for keeps. This is music that will, where's the men's room? Okay, wow, what a little message on the back there. So for this tape, we've got Elmer Jordan on guitar and vocals, Eric Dingle on drum and vocals, notes by Zontar. There's a fan club here, apparently, with a address in Victoria, BC, thanks to the usual gang of relatives and girlfriends, also Eric Lowe and Chris Prohom. All right, I don't think there's much else to do other than play this record, which is titled Together at Last. I'm going to start with side one here, and make sure to rewind. Make sure to rewind your tapes, folks, so you don't have to do this live on air. Okay, so this first track is called All the Same, and I think it just features Elmer, because it says, in parentheses, Elmer... All the same. So, let's see. Once again, you're listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Eric and Elmer with Together at Last, first track, All the Same.
Who is that?
Come on.
This next track is called Fries and Gravy with Eric.
My baby and me go driving. She wants to hit her favorite spot. Four cups and cups of coffee and plates of her favorite slop. Well, the first time that we tried this stuff was in a cafe way down south. I got sick, then turned green when the first bite hit my mouth.
Thank you.
Once again, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thus far, you were just listening to Eric and Elmer with Together at Last. And before we end off this hour of the archive show here at CJSF, I just want to talk about the fact that last week I was able to attend the Nardwar Video Vault on behalf of CJSF, and it was a lot of fun. Nardwar was there, obviously, and he gave a pretty lengthy speech on just his career, his interview process, some of the highlights of his career, and how he's gone to the point that he's gone to, and it was some pretty inspirational stuff. At the end, he did a concert with his band, The Evaporators, and that was a lot of fun, and, you know, thankfully, I was able to speak with him for a little bit before that, or before, you know, he had to leave. And I was able to receive this, which I am very, very thankful for.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette, saying you're listening to CJSF Burnaby and do-do-loo-do CJSF. Yeah.
So pretty cool, right? We have our own station ID from the man himself, Nardwar, the human serviette. He was really, really nice. And, you know, one thing that I brought up to him and that I brought to him is, you know, I went to this event kind of wanting to Nardwar him. And I know I'm not the first person that's wanted to do that, but I brought a 1997 record that we had here at the station from The Evaporators, one of their albums. And when he saw it, when I showed it to him, he said that he was surprised that we still even had any of those old records. Which made me really happy to hear. He said he was really honored that CJSF held on to it for this amount of time. And he had a lot to say about that record. It was, again, like just thinking about it, I was like, wow, I really got to speak with him for that time. And I'm really, really grateful that it ended up going the way it did. Regardless, this now has motivated me because he did verbally agree to an interview to really push for it, because I told him that, hey, you know, it's surprising that we have this record. We have so many of your records and other records you've been involved with. I think it would be awesome if you came to the station, and we did like a full length interview where we go through some of these old records that we have here at the station. He said he'd love to, but, you know, with touring and everything, kind of a busy guy, and that it would most likely need to be something that happens next year. I'm holding him to that. And come next year, there will be an Analog Archives episode of Nardwar and The Evaporators, and it will be so cool. And I'm manifesting it right now. It's going to happen. So stay tuned for that. I know I am. Anyways, thank you all so much for tuning in to Analog Archives today, and make sure you tune in next week. Coming up next, we have Wham Bam East Van right at 7 p.m. And then after that, we got the 60-minute stage dive with Jeremy, our new volunteer coordinator, does some amazing stuff here at the station and does some amazing stuff here on air. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Not going to want to miss it. And again, thank you all so very, very, very much for tuning in. And until next week, peace. I'm going to be ending off with a favorite band here at the station. This is Self Care with Don't Try.